Hello, everyone. This is Andrew Talbert, and welcome back to my podcast I call My Passionate Musical Journey. It's Turntable Tuesday because life's too short not to listen to great music. This week's feature is the debut album from Traffic called Mr. Fantasy. I'll be back in a moment to tell you all about this classic album from 1967. But first, let's hear from the Red Dirt Boys as they tell you all about how I got a passion for it. April 1967, Birmingham, England. The band Traffic is born with members Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Chris Wood, and Dave Mason. Given this was the era of psychedelic rock, they started their sound as one of this particular music genre, but it wasn't long before they differentiated their band's signature sound using a Mellotron keyboard and harpsichord, various reed instruments, and even a sitar, which was very prevalent in rock music during this time period. This band did not hesitate to stretch songs using improvised solos and techniques that could stretch songs that reached a new level in rock music. While there were several singles that were released in 1967, this debut album came in December of 1967 with the title track Mr. Fantasy, penning a signature sound for this band. The four original members of Traffic were inducted for their music contributions into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in March of 2004. Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Dave Mason, and Stephanie Wood, who was standing in for her late brother, Chris Wood, all attended the ceremony. Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi took part in the induction performance and were joined by Dave Mason performing his song, Feeling All Right, for the grand finale, which also featured Keith Richards, Tom Petty, and the Temptations. The induction lineup was also completed by stellar musician Randall Bramlett on organ and bass pedals. Now, I've seen Randall on many live stages, from playing with Bonnie Raitt, the Greg Allman Band, Steve Winwood, and even in some small venues playing solo. He has a long list of famous bands who seek his talents over time, and he's so talented on so many instruments, he has this extensive solo music catalog from many, many years. If you're a fan of the band Sea Level, you need to go check out Randall Bramlett. The band Traffic used over a dozen band members through time as they recorded a library of 8 studio albums, with the last album released in 1994, and they had 3 live albums, starting with a release in 1967 to the last live album being released in 2005. That album was titled The Last Great Traffic Jam. Steve Winwood dedicated that album, as he said, to the man without whom Traffic could never be, my lifelong partner and friend, Jim Capaldi. Jim had just died of cancer at the young age of 60. Given Steve Winwood had just lost his songwriting partner of many years in Traffic, the Traffic project was officially over. These days, you can catch Steve Winwood and Dave Mason on various tours if you're lucky to have them in your local area. When I hear Dave talk from a stage during his recent shows, you can hear him wish he could tour with Steve again. That was a very magic time. Thankfully, we have all the albums we can listen to today, which brings us to the album, which is the subject of the podcast today, Mr. Fantasy. Mr. Fantasy was released on the 8th of December, 1967. It was recorded between April and November of that year in the Olympic Studio in London. Of course, the genre is called out as psychedelic rock, and this album tracks in at 33 minutes and 54 seconds. It was pressed on the Island label in the United States, and the producer was Jimmy Miller. Now, Jimmy Miller, for the uninitiated, was an American record producer and musician. He produced albums for many of the key musical acts of the 1960s and 70s, and he rose to prominence working with the various bands of vocalist Steve Winwood, including the Spencer Davis Group, Traffic, and Blind Faith. And some of his best work was with the Rolling Stones during the period when the Stones recorded Beggar's Banquet, which was 1968, Let It Bleed in 1969, Sticky Fingers in 1971, Exile on Main Street in 1972, and Goat's Head Soup, which came in 1973. In the late 1970s, he started working with the band Motorhead and continued to produce bands until he died in 1994. The recording engineer on this particular project was Phil Brown. Phil Brown said, when he was asked what his favorite memory was of engineering this project, he said, "Recording, Dear Mr. Fantasy, 1 o'clock in the morning, November 1967. As far as the album itself, there were multiple versions for each region of the world. The story gets fairly complicated as there were various regions and versions of the album itself. The UK release was one of the earliest rock albums on the Island Records label, and this edition had a color gatefold cover that included 10 songs. The original UK album left out the hit songs from the Traffic singles era, as this was something the record companies did back in this time period. The sitar, which is an instrument that was widely used during this time period, was used on the singles Paper Sun and A Hole in My Shoe, and it's only used on one track on the UK album, which is called Utterly Simple. As far as the United States version, the first U.S. version was released in early 1968 by United Artists Records, and was retitled Heaven Is In Your Mind. It featured a different, non-gatefold cover showing three members of the group without Dave Mason. In this pressing, a short looping piece of the single Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush was added between most of the songs. The US LP was then resequenced, but also added three other singles and deleted two Dave Mason tracks. The final track on the US album, We're a Fade, You Missed This, is actually the ending of the full-length Paper Sun. After the first pressing, the title of the U.S. album was quickly changed back to Mr. Fantasy, but the new cover and track list remained until United Artists went out of business and Island Records reissued the U.K. stereo version in the United States in 1980. This version was also released as Mr. Fantasy in Australia and New Zealand by Festival Records. The Canadian edition was based on the U.S. album but dropped two songs. But wait, there's more. Both UK and the US albums were released in a very different stereo and mono mix. These differences led to four variations of the album. All of these at this point have been reissued on a CD. And in 1999, the UK reissue features the UK version in stereo and the US album in mono. In the year 2000, the US stereo version was reissued on CD with its original title, Heaven Is On Your Mind, plus some stereo bonus tracks. The same year, the UK mono version was also released in the United States as Mr. Fantasy with mono bonus tracks. So the milking of the music buyers has continued over time. This is a really cool piece to add to your collection, but I can't see owning much more than a stereo and mono pressing, even if you're crazy about the album. There's just so many issues of this album over time and so many different configurations. Let's talk about some of the people that have played in Traffic over the years. In terms of founding members, let's start off with Steve Winwood, who was on vocals, guitar, keyboards, and bass. Just to tell you a little bit about Steve Winwood, for those that may not know, there's a few of you out there, particularly if you're a little bit younger. Steve rose to musical prominence very early in his life as a vocalist and a keyboard player. He plays all sorts of instruments fluently, including drums, mandolin, guitars, bass, and even saxophone. He was a key member of several major acts of the 1960s and 70s, including the Spencer Davis Group, Traffic, and Blind Faith. He's an amazing artist, Steve Winwood, still touring today, and you should get out there. In fact, he's co-headlining a show with Steely Dan on their tour in 2022. What an exciting show that should be. Get out there and see Steve Winwood. Jim Capaldi on drums and percussions. Jim was an English singer-songwriter and drummer, and his musical career lasted more than four decades. He was one of the co-founders of Traffic in 1967 with Steve Winwood, and with Steve, he co-wrote the majority of the band's material. He performed with the likes of Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, George Harrison, and Cat Stevens. As a solo artist, he scored more than a half a dozen chart hits in various countries, with his best known being That's Love, as well as his cover of the Everly Brothers' Love Hurts. Chris Wood was an original member of Traffic. He is on flute, saxophone, and keyboards. As a member of the band Traffic, Chris introduced the 17th century traditional song John Barleycorn to the band, and it became the title song of their 1970 album, John Barleycorn Must Die. He also played with Jimi Hendrix in 1968, and he appeared on the album Electric Ladyland. He also toured the United States once upon a time with the likes of Dr. John, another one of my favorites. Let's talk about Dave Mason on vocals, guitar, sitar, bass, and harmonica. Now, this English singer, songwriter, and guitarist had his initial success in music with this band, Traffic. Over the course of his career, he's played and recorded with most of the elite rock musicians of his era, including Paul McCartney, George Harrison, the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Michael Jackson, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Steve Winwood, Fleetwood Mac, Delaney and Bonnie, and Leon Russell. There is, I'm sure, an additional list I didn't even cover here, but you get the picture. One of Dave's best-known songs is Feeling All Right, recorded by Traffic in 1968, and later by many other performers, including Joe Cocker, whose version of this song was a hit in 1969. We Just Disagree. This was Dave Mason's 1977 solo U.S. hit, and was written by Jim Kruger. This one's become a staple of the U.S. classic hits and adult contemporary radio playlists. I can remember very vividly seeing Dave perform this song in 1978 on a stage in Oxford, Mississippi, after driving to see him play when I was in college. I have photos from that show that I shot with a 35mm camera that I later shared with Dave and his wife at a show he played in North Carolina almost four decades later. My, how time flies. Rick Gregg, on bass, violin, and guitar. He passed away in 1990. He's best known for playing bass guitar and violin with the rock band Family, as well as supergroups Blind Faith and Traffic. He also played with ex-Cream drummer Ginger Baker's Air Force, which was a supergroup that included Denny Lane, who was in the Moody Blues, and future Paul McCartney and Wings at that point, on guitar. Chris Wood was on saxophone then and flute, and he was a session player over the years and played with Graham Parsons, Eric Clapton, and even Muddy Waters. On the album The Low Spark of High Heel Boys, Rick co-wrote the minor hit Rock and Roll Stew with Jim Gordon. This is a great song that I've heard Dave Mason sing live, as well as Steve Winwood and his band. Jim Gordon played drums from 1971 to 1972 in Traffic. He was a popular session drummer in the 1960s and 70s and was the drummer in the blues rock group Derek and the Dominoes with Eric Clapton, Carl Radle, and Bobby Whitlock. This band's first studio work was as the house band for George Harrison's three-disc set All Things Must Pass, which came out in 1970 and was just reissued very recently as a 50th year anniversary. Jim is credited with the piano coda on the song Layla, which Eric Clapton made so famous, although some say his then-girlfriend Rita Coolidge wrote the music. Rebop Kwaku Baah was the percussionist from Ghana who worked with Traffic from 1971 to 1974. He also died on stage of a cerebral hemorrhage in 1983, but he appeared on the albums Welcome to the Canteen, The Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys, Shootout, At the Fantasy Factory, On the Road, and When the Eagle Flies. Roger Hawkins was on drums from 1972 to 73 in Traffic. He recently died in 2021. That was just very, very recently. He's an American drummer best known for playing as a part of the studio backing band from the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, also known as the Swampers, from Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. He played on tons of hit singles from Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, Aretha Franklin, Respect, I Never Loved a Man, The Way I Love You, Wilson Pickett's Mustang Sally, the Staple Singers, Johnny Taylor, Clarence Carter, Etta James, Dwayne Allman, Joe Cocker, Paul Simon, Bob Seger. I could just keep going. There's like three or four lines of this that just the folks that he's played with, if you go look him up on the internet. Wow, Roger Hawkins, what a career that man had. He played with Traffic from 1972 to 73. He did not play on this album, but I wanted to call him out. David Hood, who played bass with Traffic from 1972 to 73, started his career with the Mystics and as a backup musician at Fame Studios. He went on to co-found the Muscle Shoals Sound Studio, where he produced songs for Willie Nelson, Cher, and many others. He's played bass on albums from a long, long list of musicians. Boss Skaggs, Joe Cocker, Albert King, Aretha Franklin, the list just goes on and on. David Hood. And then Barry Beckett. He played keyboards in 1973. He also passed away in 2009. He was an American keyboardist, session musician, record producer, and studio founder. He's best known for his work with David Hood, who I just talked about, Jimmy Johnson and Roger Hawkins, who I talked about a few moments ago, as they were his bandmates at the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, which performed with so many notable artists on their studio albums and really helped define that Muscle Shoals sound. Roscoe Gee played bass in 1974 on When the Eagle Flies from Traffic and the last great Traffic jam in 2005, which was the live album. I've told you a little bit about Randall Bramlett. Just to tell you a little bit more about who he played with over the years, he also played quite a bit with Traffic in 1994. Of course, he played flute, saxophone, and keyboards. He's had a career of four decades. He's worked with Greg Allman, Bonnie Raitt, Goose Creek Symphony, Robbie Robertson, Elvin Bishop, Bonnie Bramlett, B.J. Thomas, and even the band Widespread Panic. Randall is amazing to see as a solo artist, where he plays all sorts of instruments, and I can see his smiling face as I'm sitting here behind the microphone thinking about Randall Bramlett playing on stage with the likes of Bonnie Raitt and the Greg Allman Band. So many great times seeing him on stage. Love Randall Bramlett. So that is most of the folks that have played with Traffic. That gives you an indication of how people kind of came and went in this band. Over time, some of the best in the industry were hired to help produce their sound. Of course, the founding members created this initial debut album, but I did want to illustrate just some of the folks that have come and gone in the band Traffic to show you how great they are. And these founding members, they just have such a stellar background, and they're connected to so much great music that came to us over the past few decades. Let's talk a little bit about the track list today for Mr. Fantasy. As far as side one, track number one. This opening track is called Heaven Is In Your Mind. The writers were Jim Capaldi, Steve Winwood, and Chris Wood. The lead vocals here are Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi, and this song stretches out to 4 minutes and 16 seconds. The opening track starts with a harmony and lead vocals kind of laying down a groove behind the keyboards and percussion, and this track reminds me of a song that has that 1960s feel to it. It's a song that kind of takes you on a vocal journey using lyrics that are almost a short story, but the music is very complex, the song is complex, and it features a really nice guitar solo. Here's a little sample of the lyrics. You ride on the swing, in and out of the bars, capturing moments of life in a jar, playing with children, acting as stars, guiding your visions to heaven, and heaven is in your mind. Take extra care not to lose what you feel. The apple you're eating is simple and real. So water the flowers that grow at your heel, guiding your visions to heaven, and heaven is in your mind. And that's the way that song goes for track number one. Heaven is in your mind. Track number two, Berkshire Poppies. Another song written by Jim Capaldi, Steve Winwood, and Chris Wood. Steve Winwood takes the vocal lead on this one, and to be honest, this is not my favorite song on the album. This song almost reminds me of a comedy track. I'm not really going to elaborate on that because you know what Mom said about something you don't like, it's better if you just don't say anything at all. And I'll just move on to the next song. So we're clicking forward. If we were on that A track, I'd just kind of hit the next button there and go right on by Berkshire Poppies. Sorry for those folks that might like that song. I'm not picking on it. I'm just saying. Track number three, House for Everyone, written by Dave Mason. On this one, Dave Mason takes the lead on the vocals. This song is almost like a fantasy song that's something like you would hear from Willy Wonka. Here's a few of the lyrics. My bed is made of candy floss. The house is made of cheese. It's lit by lots of glowworms. If I'm wrong, correct me, please. The village is a pop-up book. The people wooden dolls. The roads are made of trickle things. It's time that I moved on. Pretty psychedelic for 1967 from Dave Mason. Let's talk about track four, No Face, No Name, and No Number. This was written by the duo of Jim Capaldi and Steve Winwood. Again, Steve Winwood takes the lead vocals on this track, and the song opens and it sounds a great deal like a classic Steve Winwood song. I'm looking for a girl who has no face. She has no name or a number, and I search within his lonely place, knowing that I won't find her. Well, I can't stop this feeling deep inside me, ruling my mind. No face, no name, and no number. Next, we move on to track number five, the title track, Dear Mr. Fantasy. This song was written by Jim Capaldi, Steve Winwood, and Chris Wood. As the track ends the album side, it really sets a signature sound for this band. Steve Winwood's incredible vocals just soar on this one, and the layers of music from the blue-eyed soul sound is just incredible. Steve had spent many of his early years in the Spencer Davis Group, so his experience really shines on this track. The band just cranks it up, and the song slowly builds as the percussion gets more intense, with the rock guitar painting a portrait of this classic song that reaches a climax just before you fade out. Here's a bit of the lyrics. Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune, something to make us all happy. Do anything to take us out of this gloom, sing a song, play guitar, make it snappy. You are the one who can make us all laugh. But doing that, you break out in tears. Please don't be sad. If it was a straight mind you had, we wouldn't have known you all these years. That's a great way to end side one. Let's flip this vinyl over and go to side two for the first track, Dealer. Another song written by Jim Capaldi and Steve Winwood. And of course, they share the lead vocals on this track. The flute opens the side as the song builds. And this song has a really unique feel to it, and the percussion is so nice on this track. Jim Capaldi is such a master of percussion, and as a co-writer of this song, and some say he even wrote this song, although he's receiving co-credit for it in some places and solo credit in others. As the evening sun goes down, the dealer shuffles into town, makes a note of what's afloat, and spinning round, he'll cut your throat. In the time it takes to heal, the dealer's made another deal. And when he plays for keeps and sweeps the spinning roulette wheel. Dealer, dealer. Track number six on this album. Moving on to the next track, Utterly Simple, which was a track written by Dave Mason, and he takes the lead vocals on this track. As this song opens, you could be listening to a period piece from the Beatles. Dave Mason wrote this song, and you should check this one out. It's not something you would hear played on a playlist these days if you were streaming some just random playlist from rock music or something, but it's a really interesting track, to be sure. Just think about this track from the psychedelic rock side as you hear the opening lyrics. Here's the way they go. Everything really is stupidly simple, and yet all around is utter confusion. Fairy tales written may help you see it. Do you understand about Lewis's Alice? We all fit our lives into regular patterns. All we really know is we're really living. Utterly simple. It's a pretty deep song, and it really has a feel of the 1960s. You should check that one out. Track number 8, Colored Rain, a song written by Jim Capaldi, Steve Winwood, and Chris Wood. Again, Steve Winwood takes the lead on this one. And as this song opens, you hear Steve Winwood with his vocal strength and his Hammond B3 setting the stage for the opening of this rock song, which sounds like it was produced 10 years or more later. It has a really complex rock sound with all that keyboard work, and the percussion just really shines on this track. Colored Rain, really nice song on this album. Track number 9, Hope I Never Find Me There. This is another track written by Dave Mason, and it sounds like the music of the late 1960s with the feel of the lyrics and the way the whole music is written. You almost get a Beatles Sgt. Pepper's feel from this track. Seems that I had just to stay. The birds have flown, the skies turned gray. The bees have ruffled by the feathers. Plastic plants that never die, and I hope they never find me here. Really interesting song from Dave Mason. Track number 10, Giving to You. This was written by Jim Capaldi, Dave Mason, Steve Winwood, and Chris Wood. It tracks in at 4 minutes and 20 seconds. The opening of this track has people having conversations, and you would swear you hear Jim Morrison saying something in the mix just before the drum sets the pace for the music, and it sort of fades into the crowd of voices. Very soon you're surrounded by a flute, and it really soars above the percussion. Soon you get a guitar solo that follows you, and you're being taken on a ride across a bandstand. You can hear everyone who's playing. The keyboards fade into the mix, and you're being drawn closer to listen. I found the volume control on the amp, and I did not resist the urge to turn it up. This is a very interesting track. Soon you will hear voices again after all this stellar music that just goes from solo to solo, and the album ends. And that is all the tracks. It's on the album, Mr. Fantasy. This is a great classic album that everyone should have in their collection. I really, really love this album. This is one of my favorites from Traffic, in addition to Low Spark, of course. That's another great album that everybody should have in their collection. But there's so much great Traffic music. You should go explore some of this music, dig it out, play it occasionally. It really takes you back in a historical time for music where there was so much music coming out that it was hard to listen to it all at one time. And sometimes you just have to go back and explore things that happened that you just sort of ran right by in life, or maybe you were born after the music came out or whatever it was. But there's a lot of great music out there from the preceding decades since the 1950s in terms of rock music. Go check it all out. Let's talk a little bit about the certification and charting for Mr. Fantasy. This album reached number 16 in the UK Albums Chart and number 88 on the Billboard 200 chart in the United States. I can say that an album I just mentioned, Low Spark of High Heel Boys, has a platinum rating, and most of the Traffic albums have been certified gold by the RIAA in the United States, but there's no mention of this debut album in the RIAA records that I found online. In fact, I have to believe this one sold quite a few copies due to most of these regional presses, mono, stereo, and all these CD releases that are out there. It's just amazing how many times this album has been repackaged, repressed, remastered, the whole thing. I mean, it's been called a couple of things. You know, I've gone through all of that earlier. It's very complex what was done with this album over time in terms of the tracks that were added and taken back and put back in, etc. So you can imagine, this might even be their best-selling album ever if you really added up all the copies that were pushed out there. It's kind of hard to say. But needless to say, it's sold quite a few copies. It was also voted number 517 in Colin Larkin's all-time top 1,000 albums. and in 1999, this album was added to the Grammy Hall of Fame. And that's most of what I have to tell you today about Mr. Fantasy from the band Traffic. It's a really cool album. I've enjoyed exploring some of the in-depth information about this album and just breaking it out and listening to it very closely. As I said, there were some moments where I really cranked this one up because I enjoy several of the tracks on this album, particularly the title track, Mr. Fantasy, and Diggler, which I'm going to end the podcast with a little snippet of that one before we get out of here today. I want to thank all of you folks for listening out there and continuing to download. My downloads just keep growing and it puts a smile on my face. I keep coming back to talk to you on this podcast about some great music, and there's a lot of it out there. I've got lots of albums I have not opened yet that I picked up recently to explore the background of some of these albums and just think about some of the experiences I've had from seeing a lot of this music on a live stage. I love to share that and talk to people about it, write about it over on my companion blog at andrewtalbert.com, which I would encourage you to go explore my photography from the decades that I've lived through this music experience and journey that I've been on for so many years. Go check that out when you have time. Take a look at some of those photos. You can look at the tags at the bottom if you want to just like explore a specific artist, and it'll take you to some of those comments that I've made over time, and some have more elaborate stories than others. Most of that is just a journal to some of the things that I've done in my lifetime of taking photos of the music that I've seen and experiencing all these different festivals and small venues or whatever it might be. You folks take care of each other. Be sure to take care of your neighbor and have a happy holiday, no matter where you're at in the world. This has been Andrew Talbert, and until next time, I'll see you down the road. Podcast has been a production of Worldwide Music Media. Be sure to check out the online companion blog at andrewtalbert.com.